Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
You know what would have been really cool? As in, lead the show, marquee event of the week, all kinds of headlines and intrigue and excitement. Team USA, as in the U.S. men's national team, soccer, in the Copa America semifinals at MetLife Stadium. Grand stage, national TV. I don't exactly know how the bracket shaped out because I stopped caring about the Americans once they lost to Uruguay and were out of the tournament. But could you imagine taking on Argentina and Messi? And maybe it goes the exact same way as it did with Canada. But to be in the semifinals is a heck of a lot better than to be eliminated in group stage. Also weird. The volume just came up on the TV. That's very odd. This happens sometimes. It makes me think there's a ghost in the studio because I've got both TVs muted. And on one of the TVs, I have FS1, which is re-airing Argentina's win over Canada. And it's muted, and it's muted, and it's muted, and then all of a sudden I start talking about it. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And instead, I think it's me alone in the studio, but it's a ghost turning up the volume. Don't you worry, I've muted it again, ghost. Wherever you are, here's the remote. Come get it. Come get it. I've got it. You're going to have to fight me for it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I know a lot of people are on different schedules for summertime, some summertime, and that is okay. But if you are working a regular week following 4th of July, well, it's a hump show. It's middle show of the work week. It's actually my last show of the work week. Even though, so this is kind of convoluted, even though travel plans got changed, actually I was supposed to be leaving on Wednesday night with the Hubs to drive to Northern Virginia, so DC area near Dulles Airport, for those of you who are familiar, And we were going to start celebrating my brother's milestone birthday. My sister-in-law, my nieces, we all had planned 4 days of events. No joke. 4 days, big birthday, going to be a lot of fun. Also, haven't seen them since the wedding. So it was going to be really exciting, really great to get together for a few days. Except my mom and her husband did not have power as of, say, I don't know, 6 hours ago still in the Houston area. They actually took their fifth wheel and drove west out of Houston just to get to some cooler parts of Texas. It's relative, I know, but some cooler parts of Texas so they could use the trailer, have the air conditioned, the fans, keep their food refrigerated and in the freezer, and also keep the dog cool. Poor thing. She's a 12-year-old Aussie. She's hot. Poor Gracie. Anyway, so they took off, and I think that maybe their power would be back on by Friday, hoping that's the case in the wake of Hurricane Beryl. But they decided that they were going to stay home and not make the trip. So then my sister-in-law canceled a bunch of things, including what was supposed to be a trip to Charlottesville for the first couple days. Charlottesville, Virginia, which is where UVA is located. We're going to do some historical stuff because we all love that in my family. And the tour of Monticello was the big centerpiece. Anyway, that got canceled because my mom's not coming, and so all travel plans changed. But the thing is, because we're in the middle of a producer search, the different candidates from in-house who are auditioning, I guess you could call it that. Are you auditioning, Ryan? Are you auditioning for the job?
In a weird way, yes.
In but a weird
also,
way.
We're also kind of just filling space. We're kind
right.
of eating
We never
spots.
Do that just on the radio. We don't fill space on this show. We drive content that's edgy and energetic and exciting and must listen, especially in the middle of the summer. Anyway, so Ryan and then a couple of other in-house candidates have got a whole schedule set up of when they're going to work on After Hours. And when I'm not here, which was late last week and then late this week, the days that I had already planned to take off, apparently there are fill-in producers who are not candidates for the job. That's what I was told. Wait, you're not working the rest of this week, correct? Not on this show.
I'm here tomorrow, not on this show, though.
Oh, see, that's what I mean. Right, so the managers went ahead and scheduled some guys who have less experience. So I'm not going to be here, which means they're not worried about putting in an experienced producer because the show is different when I'm not here. Does that make sense?
It does.
Right. Okay. So that's why you're not working on this show the rest of the week. If I was here, you probably would be. So you'd get the full week. But anyway, I was going to call in to the manager and say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and host my show on Wednesday night into Thursday morning since we're not leaving now till Friday. But then I thought, I'm not sure I want to work with the newbie who would be sitting in behind the double pane glass. Yeah, I decided I'm just going to go ahead and take the day because it's bad enough to be constantly changing producers. Over the next 6 weeks, it's going to be a bunch of different people. And I'm excited to figure out who's going to follow producer Jay in that room. But between now and then, the 6 weeks is going to be a revolving door, which is not fun. It's not fun. It means the lack of continuity in some ways and just holes. And so I decided I did not want to work with someone who's maybe worked on the show never or one time. That I just that feels like a good time to take off. Sick day. No, I actually already had the day off, so I just decided not to change the schedule. So I will be out the rest of the week. I'll take two nights, actually, to be on the same schedule as the Hubs, which will be really nice. We're excited about that. We're an old married couple already. It's not even been 7 months, and what we look forward to is being on the same schedule a couple days a week. We look forward to cooking together, taking walks, watching our shows, because we don't always have time together during the week. So I'm going to go ahead and take it off. So this is my last show until next Monday night. Wait, so when are you on the show again, Ryan? Aren't you supposed to be doing more stuff later in July?
I have no idea off the top of my head.
Nice. I like it. It's such a big priority for Ryan. He has no clue when he's back on the show.
I'm being thrown around everywhere because EJ tore his knee.
Poor EJ.
And then I have jury duty.
Playing kickball, right?
Yeah. Sliding, stealing a base, too, which is illegal.
Right? I didn't even know you were supposed to do that in kickball. Not when we were kids on the playground. Clearly, EJ thought he was still a kid on the playground. Ouch. EJ is the number one producer of our morning show that follow, like, morning East Coast time, that follows us here on After Hours. And he was participating in a charity kickball event with some other employees. And in fact, the entire show unit there, Maggie and Perloff. And within, I don't know, a couple of minutes of starting, he tore up his knee real good and is out for who knows how long. So, yes, they're really thin staffed behind the glass, which means that Ryan is probably working 30 days in a row in the month of July into August. When I was filling in, when I was a utility infielder, if you will, that was what would happen in the summertime. You could work easily an entire month without a day off. So I hope you get a day off sometime soon.
I took my birthday off.
Nice. Birthday's coming up. It's a milestone birthday for Ryan as well.
Jordan year.
I like that, the Jordan year. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here on The Hump Show. Now, typically on The Hump Show, if you have listened for any length of time, you know what normally happens. We have your chance to ask Amy anything, but there's just a lot. Like I said, it's because of all the changing producers and producer candidates over the next few weeks, I've decided to table it. Maybe absence will make the heart grow fonder. I mean, I'll be here, but Ask Amy Anything will not be part of the show just because we need to find some consistency in other areas, and then we'll bring that back maybe once we get into August and closer to the start of football season. But for now, I don't know how you'll survive without it, but I hope that you will try. You can still find me on Twix at ALOL Radio. And for those of you who either you listen to me for a short period of time or a long period of time, it doesn't matter. You know that I love Klay Thompson. I'm a big fan. We have a mutual admiration society, and the proof is on Twix. Posted it just a few hours ago because I had to pledge my support for him in Dallas. Even though I will miss him as a Warrior, I will continue to root for him as a Maverick since he is a fan of the show. I do have proof that he is a fan of the show. The clip is up on Twix. I haven't had a chance to put it up on Facebook yet. I will at some point. Please show some grace, navigating quite a lot this week. And as I say, the next few weeks are going to be a little more challenging with extra responsibilities, things that I can't ask fill-in producers or producer candidates to do, not just yet, not till we find someone new. Just in time for football season. Ryan, would you be prepared for that? If we jumped into football season, let's just say you were the top choice and we jumped into football season. Are you ready for Sunday nights on After Hours? Because they are intense.
I hope they're intense. Good football then. Good content.
Oh, man. Never a dull moment. In fact, we have a hard time getting to everything on football Sunday nights. But that's one of our signature shows during the year. People know us for our football Sunday nights. Just want to be sure you're ready. Want to be sure that and Chubby Bunny. How many marshmallows can you stuff into your cheeks without upchucking? It's part of the show, you know.
Is it like a tournament or is it just
like... It is. It's the Chubby Bunny World Championship.
Uh-oh.
You better check out YouTube because that's how you'll know. On our YouTube channel, you'll see 3 Chubby Bunny World Championships preserved for the world to watch in video. So you better check those out. We did not do it this year. Lots of things happening behind the scenes. We did not do it this year, but we will need to bring it back in either late 24, which is kind of hard to do with football, or early 25 because people are missing it. People ask me about it. I highly recommend watching the one from 2 years ago when Sean Marash nearly died on the air. It was fantastic. I mean, you just have to watch it. That's on our YouTube channel. So during the summertime, if you feel like you're missing me or these next couple shows, if you feel like you're missing me, YouTube channel is always an option. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We really got bombarded on our social with your responses to the question of cockiest, most arrogant athletes right now or all time. And actually, this happens a lot of times in the afternoon. Once I wake up, my husband will give me the answer to the show question. And he said Neon Deion Sanders. That was his answer. And so that he went all time, would have said Deion. I'm trying to remember who he told me right now. Oh, I remember who he said right now, actually. Though I don't know that she's still relevant, but he said Ronda Rousey. I had no idea that the Hubs knew anything about MMA. I know very little by choice. I'm not an MMA or martial arts or UFC fan. I have a hard time watching people make other people bleed. I just have a hard time with it. And so he came up with both a female and a male. I was proud of him. We've got a new show question tonight, and I think you will like it. Even as we hear from older dudes like Chris Paul, 39 years old, who tells you very clearly why he chose to play for the San Antonio Spurs in his next turn around the sun. Do you know he will have played, once he suits up for San Antonio, he will have played for 7 teams in the Western Conference. That's nearly half of the West. It's pretty impressive. Anyway, he chose to play for a team that had only 22 wins last year, and he tells you why. DeMar DeRozan, who will be 35 in August, starting over with the Sacramento Kings. All these all-stars or former all-stars changing uniforms in the West. And then Klay Thompson, who himself is getting a fresh start and doing it into his mid-30s. Does he have another championship in him? So we're talking about some older dudes who are changing teams and starting fresh. Paul George being another one of those guys into his 30s. But if you look a little deeper into the sports headlines this week, and really over the past couple of months, it's easy to find some bright stars under the age of 24. I don't know why I picked 24. I thought 25, and I thought that would open us up for too much. Maybe I'll let Ryan make the final call. I want people to tell us the brightest stars under the age of, we can go 23. We can go under the age of Michael Jordan.
22 sounds right.
22?
Yeah.
Now, is that 22 and younger?
Yes.
Okay, because 22, you're talking about athletes who are just out of college even. Like Caitlin Clark, for instance. Isn't she 22?
Mm-hmm.
I think she is. So there's no way that we could eclipse her.
Okay, but, so 20,
but I don't
so
know. I was going to say, what if Angel Reese is 23? I'm not sure what age. I feel a little more comfortable going under the age of 24. I know I said you could make the choice, but I just changed my mind. Ryan wants athletes who are his age or younger because
it makes me feel
not so old.
Yeah.
Stop it. You're 22. I don't want to hear it. Best producer candidates under the age of 22. That would be Ryan. That's it. You're the only one, I think, that we have working here who's 22 or younger, right? I don't think there's anybody else.
Yes.
Yeah, so younger, but about to celebrate a birthday. It's so over, meaning birthdays are not cool anymore?
No, I'm old.
Oh my God.
I need to file for AARP.
It's AARP.
AARP.
And I'm going to throw something at the double pane glass, so you better duck and run for cover. All right, just for that, Ryan's not going to be selected to work on the show ever again. It's over, he said. He's not even 23, and it's over. You're a mess. Okay, so what I want to know from you, who are the best athletes on the planet under the age of 24? We'll go under the age of 24. So you've got some great options in baseball, in basketball. How about in soccer? We were just talking last night about a teenager named Cooper Flagg. Not even played a game in his college career yet, but he's mixing it up with Team USA at the training camp as they get set for the Olympics. What about on the Euro stage? Get to know the name Lamine Yamal.
And what a goal that was! Lamine Yamal! You're looking at the youngest ever scorer at the Euros. It has happened.
It has happened. I like that. It's a relatively short clip, but all you need to know is there. First of all, can you hear the people behind that call on Fox? That game taking place in Munich. So even as we have Copa America, the semifinals on U.S. soil happening on Tuesday night, Spain and France were doing battle in the 2024. Sometimes they go back and forth. 2024, 2024. They were playing in the Euro Championship semifinals. So you've got Copa America and you've got the Euro Championship. And this was Spain against France. And Yamal, 16 years old, is the youngest player ever to score at a men's Euro Championship. Wowzers. So I think he deserves to be on the list of best athletes, best and brightest. We'll go best and brightest under the age of 24. Again, you've got plenty to choose from. Think about Major League Baseball and the number of young guys who are making a huge impact even now. Rookies, in case of the Yankees, Ben Rice might be really one of the only highlights for them. But how about the latest rookie for the Reds? We'll get to all of this. It's good stuff. It's kind of fun to think about the up-and-comers. And certainly we've got a bunch of rookie quarterbacks and other impact players who we'll soon see on the training camp stage in the NFL, right? Because we're days away from training camps getting underway. You will be able to find that post, the best and brightest athletes under the age of 24. And no, they don't have to be American athletes. They can be international if you like. I just mentioned Lamine Yamal. I like his name too. It's fun to say. Lamine Yamal. At 16 years old. What were we doing at 16 years old? Actually, that was when I decided I wanted to be a sports talk host and a play-by-play announcer at 16. So I suppose you could say in some ways that a star was born. I can't even say that with a straight face. No, you can't say that. All right. On our show, Twix, at Amy After Hours, on our Facebook page, too, I look forward to hearing from you. It is the Hump Show, middle show of the work week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We're going to run the base paths. Why not? We probably can make it all the way around, us old dudes, dudes and dudettes. We are not under the age of 24, many of us. I'm not under the age of 24, thank goodness. I wouldn't go back to my 20s if someone paid me all the money in the world. I already lived through a lot of crap. I already lived through the worst of the worst in my career, and as a female in sports radio, let me just tell you, it was rough for a while. So I've already done that. I have zero desire to go back. Not to mention, I waited a long time to get married, a long, long time to get married. And I am happy right where I am now. And I think that's part of the beauty of getting older, is that you get more comfortable in your own skin and less concerned with what other people think and say. And in many cases, more skilled at your career. If you stick with it. So a lot of years, 25 years in my career now, the majority of them, this is kind of crazy because I look back and it felt like it took forever to break into network radio. But as I look back now, I'm just about to hit 20 years in network radio. 8 or so from my previous network and into year 12 here at what is now called the Infinity Sports Network, the network previously known as CBS Sports Radio. Anyway, it's a lot of years, and I know age and father time are undefeated, but I'm okay with that. I don't need to be in my 20s. It is a lot of fun, though, to see some of the best and brightest younger athletes, the ones who dazzle us. So we just heard that first goal on the Euro stage for Lamine Yamal at 16. And the smile that he flashes, the joy that he has when he scores for Spain and what turned out to be a semifinal win at the Euro Championship for Spain over France. Really cool moment. We talked about Cooper Flagg. Many people getting to know the name Cooper Flagg for the first time this week as the 17-year-old who is headed to Duke, hasn't even played a college game yet, was fearless in his debut at USA training camp. And he's part of the select team. Every year they bring in young players who can run full court with Team USA and give them a bit of a test. At the very least, you're scrimmaging against guys who are not on the same team, so they don't know your plays or your defenses. So to see Cooper Flagg just go hard and be unintimidated by he called him his idols on Team USA. Well, that's impressive. At 17 years old, the moxie. How about Caitlin Clark? She is certainly one of the most recognizable names and faces on the planet right now. If you haven't seen the latest numbers for the Fever game against the Liberty as it happened, this was the one in which she had the triple-double, first ever by a rookie in WNBA history. The numbers, they're huge. This game was on CBS on Saturday, and it peaked, and this was a rally. Down by 11 points in the fourth quarter, the Fever came back to stun the Liberty, and the viewership peaked at 2.65 million people on a Saturday afternoon of a holiday weekend. That's a big deal. And so when you compare the ratings for Caitlin and the Fever, and it seems like every game that's on national TV, they have more and more followers, more and more viewers, more and more people who are tuning in. It's become a rite of passage now, setting new records. If you compare the Fever games to the ones that don't include Caitlin Clark and the Fever, so the broadcasts that are other matchups, games on ION or Amazon Prime, that type of thing, they don't even draw a million viewers in many cases. Sometimes they might get close to a million, but for the most part, the averages for a lot of the other broadcasts that don't feature the Fever, they've got 2 million fewer viewers. I mean, that's a palpable difference and what they call the Caitlin Clark effect. So yeah, right now at 22 years old, Caitlin Clark is one of the brightest athletes in the world under the age of 24. So love to hear from you. The post is now up on Twix at Amy After Hours. I just retweeted. We got a good response to our question last night. And so I'm looking forward to getting more of your responses tonight as you're in and out, maybe on an atypical schedule. Naming just a few of those best and brightest athletes under the age of 24, I know you have many more that you can offer up. And I don't care what sport. Certainly think that we could have some of the rookie quarterbacks, even rookie receivers, pass rushers. We'll see which guys break out even in their first few games of the NFL season that's upcoming, because it's coming. That's always a lot of fun. But for now, you got to go with the sample size that we've got until we get to the NFL season. Baseball's got a bunch. Even got some guys who will be part of the All-Star team. And so I'd love to hear from you. The best and brightest athletes under the age of 24 right now. The ones that will draw you to a TV or radio. One of them could end up starting the All-Star game for the National League. See, I feel like if I name them all, I'll steal some of your thunder. So I don't want to do that. Who are we missing? I'm sure there are many. All right, so we'll start to run the base paths. Major League Baseball. Phillies and Dodgers, two of the best in the National League. I was going to say they were squaring off on Tuesday night, but I'm not sure that's really even accurate. Zach Wheeler, he was terrific, and Bobby Miller was not. So the two best or two of the best in the National League, it was really no contest. But you'll hear some of the highlights. Also, for the Cincinnati Reds, a lot of attention on Ellie De La Cruz, but one dynamic debut on Tuesday as well. And then at some point, actually, we can do it during the update. The Facebook page that I now run, I was able to get back into it. This has been a 3-year saga. Somehow now I'm locked out of Jay's. Ooh, I wonder if he did it on purpose. And I've just magically been granted access to my own Facebook page again. I don't know why the code never showed up on my phone. Never showed up. But I'm in. I'm in like Flynn, baby. And so we'll put that up on our Facebook page. It's just that I'm the only one that can access it. So I have to log in for Ryan and then remind him, you must log out. I guess if you were evil, it's not the worst when people leave their social media open on one of the work computers. It happens a lot. And here's all I do. I just follow myself and then I log out. I don't hack them with nasty messages or inappropriate photos. I could, if you leave your social media open, there's all kinds of evil ways to remind you should never do that again. But no, I just follow myself. Maybe some other accounts too that are kind of off the beaten path, and then I log out. Got to be careful around here. People are conniving. Best and brightest athletes under the age of 24. We're glad to have you with us. Thank you for checking out the Blue Angels photos. Oh, and me maxing and relaxing in a C-130. My goodness, the smile on my face. Anyway, those photos are up on both Twix and Facebook. And since this is my last show of the week, actually last show until next Monday night, I'd love to connect with you. Here's our latest sports update.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks or a disorganized closet or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help.
With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Goodness, did he kill that ball. That is way over the Kroger K's. The second home run in as many nights for Rhys Hines. My Lord, what a home run by this kid.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Cincinnati Reds certainly have some bright young stars. Where, as we ask you, best and brightest under the age of 24, I'm kind of feeling like Ellie De La Cruz needs to be on that list. We talked about him last night. He's 22. And actually, he and Caitlin Clark were born within a couple days of each other. What about that? So, best and brightest under the age of 24. Would it include the base-stealing wonder for the Cincinnati Reds? And could it also include their right fielder, who's 23, Rhys Hines. You hear the call there on Reds radio. What a debut. Well, yeah. Doesn't it seem like the stakes are higher, too, for athletes who are breaking in, whether they're teenagers and they're prepared to take on some of the all-stars of the WNBA, or whether they're pitchers or position players in their early 20s who are already making all-star lists. Younger athletes, especially those who are identified as wunderkinds or talents early on, they're kind of groomed and prepared. If they show that talent, there's all kinds of travel clubs and special academies that they can go to. And then you think about some of the international athletes, and they start even younger in many cases than what American athletes do. So rookie Rhys Hines, he sparks the Reds to a rout of the Rockies. And with his home run on Tuesday, he's got two in his first two nights as a major leaguer. I don't know, Reds fans, what do you think? Actually, both of them went over 420 feet. So he shows some rocket power. I feel like I have to stop naming some of these athletes, though, because I don't want to take all of the best options, take all the best candidates for the question that we've got out there tonight. This can go into college, of course, or how about the Olympics? How often do we see teenagers or amateur athletes who are in their early 20s who are the best and brightest once they get on that Olympic stage? And so the Paris Showcase will be an opportunity for us to identify even more of these young athletes. And I know it's the plight of some of these sports when they're only in the spotlight every 4 years or every 2 years, depending on if there are world championships, that kind of stuff. But yeah, we always get to identify young athletes that are dazzling and electric during the Olympics. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find us on Twix at Amy After Hours, and the spot where you can answer the question, that's there as well. Is it up on Facebook? Ryan just put it up on Facebook, so that's good. Already getting a couple of answers. This one from Jay. He says, Jackson Merrill, 21-year-old from the San Diego Padres, who's already an all-star. Yeah, baseball offers us some great options to answer this question. The top of the hour, we're going to get to some of the old dudes. Like, you know, Lionel Messi, who's still killing it. Not just for MLS, although I think he's far more dangerous when he puts that Argentina uniform on. Got to see him score at MetLife Stadium. How great would it have been if it was Team USA against Argentina? Nah, that'd be too much to ask of the U.S. men's national team.
We'll get him in the World Cup.
Ryan just did kind of a half-hearted, yeah, let's go team. It's a bummer is what it is. 855-212-4227. And then on Twix and Facebook, good to hear from you. Let's talk to Dan, who's in Maryland. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Amy, first time caller. Love your show, by the way.
Awesome. Thank you.
I was just calling. Baltimore has a young phenom in Gunnar Henderson that is, in my opinion, just tearing the league up. As an Orioles fan in Maryland, I probably shouldn't say this, but my favorite player of all time is Derek Jeter.
Nice.
To go that far yet. I'm not willing to go that far yet, but I definitely see sides of it. I'll make another very long story short. We had a guy on a local channel down here a couple days ago that was saying that Gunnar Henderson was like kind of doing too much, and it kind of blew my mind. He tried to leg a – he was on first and tried to do a first-to-home and kind of tripped. And my thing was, we've had so many years of losing that I, at this point, I just am happy we have guys willing to, you know, maybe try to make a play, you know. It's kind of fun to watch, personally.
I agree with that.
Thank you for taking my call, Amy.
Of course. Glad to keep you company, Dan. Thanks for listening to our show. Rookie of the year, just a season ago, Gunnar Henderson also was the Silver Slugger. And if you remember, he was top 10 in MVP voting in the American League because the Orioles went over 100 wins. They won the American League East, and they're sitting on top of the division again. So, yeah, Gunnar Henderson, definitely one of the best and brightest under the age of 24. In fact, he's barely 23, just had a birthday a couple weeks ago, and it really represents the new guard for the Orioles. And to that end, coming up in our final hour, so the 5 a.m. Eastern time hour, we will welcome Rob Long, our friend from Baltimore. And I don't know if that's the station to which Dan was referring, but our affiliate in Baltimore, 105.7 The Fan, he's part of the Big Bad Morning Show, and he will join us to talk not just about the Orioles, because he does work on the TV side for the Orioles broadcast team, but also we'll talk a little bit about the Ravens just because they're about to commence with their training camp. So the Ravens are one of the earliest teams to get back together as a football club. And I can't believe we're talking days away. I mean, it's baseball All-Star break next week. And at the same time, you've got the earliest training camps commencing in the NFL. What? We're going to make a list here. Best and brightest under the age of 24. They can certainly be international. I am okay with that. Don't have to be American athletes. Just looking for those who dazzle you as long as they're under the age of 24. So Gunnar Henderson, of course. Caitlin Clark, she's 22. And as I mentioned, a few days separate her and Ellie De La Cruz, who's another shortstop. Wow, two shortstops on the list, which bodes well for Major League Baseball. So you have to write down their names and ages, because I'll get all the ages messed up. Cooper Flagg, he was making headlines in Vegas. That was exciting. I don't know anyone going to put Bronny James on the list. Ryan just made such a face. Wow. How about while we're talking tennis, Carlos Alcaraz, who I'm pretty sure is 21, though I will go and I will check just to be accurate. Don't want to miss out on this opportunity to give you information that is fact-checked and foolproof. Carlos Alcaraz is 21. Boom! Did it. Honestly, Ryan, I kind of feel like I could do this entire question by myself. Do I really need anyone else to answer? Because I could probably make a whole list all by myself.
Do you want to go per sport? Because there's probably like best age, like under 24, each number.
Yeah, it's a good question. A good way to phrase it is, you know, best and brightest in each sport. We definitely could name at least one in every sport that is either a player who's already making waves at the pro level or one that you should be watching because he or she are up and coming. Do you have a name you want to throw out there?
I'm a big fan of Jack Hughes or Connor Bedard in hockey.
Oh, yeah. So, no doubt. Connor Bedard winning the trophy. Calder, thank you. For the best rookie, top rookie for the NHL, for the Chicago Blackhawks. And I think, too, what he represents to that franchise is really their chance to find redemption. Remember, they won those, was it three Stanley Cups in the span of 6 years, something like that, going back to the heyday of Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane. But not only did the Piper come calling, the Piper had to get paid because they'd spent a lot of money and they went all in. And, of course, no one's going to take away those Stanley Cups. But then we find out about what was happening behind the scenes and some of the poor choices, in some cases even criminal choices, about alleged sexual abuse. And, it's been confirmed. Inside sexual harassment, sexual abuse, been confirmed inside the organization. A lot of guys all the way up the chain lost their jobs, and it was covered up for years, which is unfortunate. Finally exposed, and so the Blackhawks took a hit off the ice as well, as they should have. And we talked about it here on the show. Just despicable, some of the ways that a young victim was really left unprotected, number one. Number two, no one ever stood up for him. So the Blackhawks deserve what they got. But Connor Bedard represents a new chance and a fresh start for them. A little bit like what I would say the Commanders are going through now, too, after some tough history. And now they've got a Jaden Daniels who represents maybe a fresh start and a new look for them as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Okay, you can do this.
I know. Carvana makes it so convenient to sell your car. It's just hard to let go. My car and I have been through so much together.
But look, you already have a great offer from Carvana. That was fast.
Well, I know my license plate and VIN by heart, and those questions were easy.
You're almost there. Now to just accept the offer and schedule a pickup or drop-off.
How'd you do it? How are you so strong in letting go of your car?
Well, I already made up my mind, and Carvana's so easy.
Yeah, true. And sold.
Go to Carvana.com to sell your car the convenient way.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.